Chell Anderson is a botanist and plant ecologist for the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. She lives here in Cook County, and she joins us periodically to talk about what's going on in the woods or phenology. Chell, let's talk about early March. That's where we are, particularly about what's happening with trees. Now, you were telling me about aspen sunscreen.
Yeah. Have you been getting sunburn lately on your, outings outdoors? I think I have. And I don't always remember to put on the sunscreen. So, yes, aspens do create their own sunscreen because they are very thin-barked trees. Even old trees, although they'll develop corky bark at the towards the bottoms, the upper parts of the trees, stay very clear, white, thin-barked. And so the trees have developed an adaptation whereby they create a chalky white powder that you can easily brush off with your fingers. So go up to an aspen tree and give it a good, swipe.
Oh, that's what that is. Yeah. I've seen that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. And it has an SPF of 5.
Really?
Yeah.
What would I have? What would my number be if I was putting something on sunscreen?
Well, if you were putting on a commercial sunscreen?
Yeah.
They make them anywhere from 5, as low as that, but up to 20, 30, So it's something that from the standpoint of someone looking to protect themselves, it's going to be an emergency sunscreen for us because it's not going to give us the kind of overall protection we'd want. But hey, if you're in a bind, I wouldn't hesitate to put it on.
Well, I'm not going to rub any aspens. They might take offense, but that's enough for them.
Yeah, it's enough for them. Mm-hmm. And it's very important, especially in the winter, at this time of year when we have not only the sun's intensity increasing, remember we're at about double the energy now coming in from the sun that we were at the winter solstice. We're already at double that. So it's really intense light, and there's all this snow on the ground, at least inland. So there's all this reflected light as well. So it's a really punishing kind of environment from a sun standpoint right now on all the things that are exposed. So this serves to give them the extra measure of protection they need.
Well, since we are talking about bark, and I won't ask you whether trees get sunburned or not, but at any rate, this is the time of year that we do notice that bark on some of the trees and some shrubs turning color. What does that mean and why is it happening?
Well, this goes back to relates to some of the things we've talked about earlier in the winter, which is that there's a lot of chemistry involved in how trees and shrubs and all plants adapt to the winter and the winter cold. They move slowly into that period of dormancy, then they linger there for a while, and then they have to slowly move out of it. They can't just go from 0 to 60 overnight. To be ready for spring when it really comes, they are undergoing lots of chemical changes within their cells. And some of that is exhibited in ways that we can easily see, which is changes in the color of especially the newer growth. So growth from last year. So there's a number of willow species that right now, they're the branch tips, so it might be the upper 6 to 12 inches of the stems, are really starting to brighten up, yellow, brighter green. It's really easy to see, and it's especially on the slope here coming down to the lake is where I've noticed it most.
What about dogwood? That's red.
Dogwood, same thing. Birch trees are another example. Hard to see on an individual birch, but if you're going up and down the shore where we have some big hillsides that are mostly birch, if you watch those trees over the course of the winter, by now you're seeing that the tops are really, the color is really intensifying. They get to be a real red, deep red color. Beautiful.
Well, now the aspen that we were just talking about, do they get greener? Does the bark get greener on the younger trees?
Yeah, they do. The same there with the newer growth, and it's harder to see on just a single tree. But there again, if you're looking at a big slope of aspen or looking down, from one of our overlooks on aspen, this time of year you'll start to see that intensification of a green in the tops long before the leaves ever come out to make that spring flush of green.
So we're not seeing buds. We're actually seeing a change.
You're seeing a change in the color of the bark.
The color of the bark. Chell Anderson, DNR botanist and plant ecologist, thanks for helping us understand about trees this time of year and helping us get through winter.
My pleasure.